Hey y'all, it's Rachel from Smarter Teaching, here to share a latte and give you all the tools you need to work smarter, not harder, in your classroom. The end of the school year gets a little crazy. Between meetings, projects, special events like a field day or an assembly, and assessments, it can feel like your teacher life is your only life. It's taking over everything. You're up late, you're up early, you're bringing home a ton of things to do every night, you're creating it back to school the next day, you're working on the weekends. I don't know about you, but that doesn't feel great for me, and ultimately, over time, it's not tenable. Today, I'm sharing with you my top three tips for finishing the school year with sanity and grace. The first tip is to use a clipboard, which sounds kind of basic, right? I've talked about this before on my blog, this was something I practiced when I was teaching. I'm not suggesting you take on another project at the end of the year because that would be crazy, but if this isn't something you do, I'd recommend just trying like a super scaled back version of this for the end of the year to see how it feels. The way this works is you, instead of running around like a crazy person all the time, like trying to remember everything that you were just found out or the time that meeting got changed and all of that, you're carrying like this clipboard with you that has like all of the most important things you need to know. So during the school year, it would have maybe like a class list, like a weekly kind of calendar overview. If this isn't something you do, I wouldn't suggest getting that ambitious for the end of the year. But maybe for the end of the year, what you're doing with this clipboard is keeping a sheet that has maybe all of the deadlines or events that are coming up. So if you have anything you need to turn in, I know some schools have teachers create portfolios. Like if you have portfolio items due, you might have this on your list. You might have a field day or an end of the year performance, like a music performance or maybe an art gallery, whatever your school's doing for like students and families, that would be on your list. Anything that you have to turn in, I know we had to always do like some checklists of supplies and turn those back into our math and literacy coaches. So anything that you have due, any like special events, anything that's going to like disrupt your daily schedule is going to go on this sheet, and then you would just have it on your clipboard all the time so that you always are aware of these dates and you're making sure that, you know, it's not the day that you have to turn in this checklist and you haven't opened it, right? So it helps you stay organized. You have everything right in front of you. I would also at this time of year probably be keeping like a checklist for assessments on it, and maybe just like one extra sheet of blank paper. So you're going to have this clipboard with you basically all of the time. Like anytime you would leave your classroom, you're going to take it with you so that if you run into another teacher, if you run into a committee member, if you run into your principal and they're like, oh, do you have X? Are you working on this? You don't have to try and remember that. You don't have to think about it. You can just look at your clipboard and say like, oh yeah, I'm ready for that deadline. Or yes, I'm prepared for this meeting. Or, you know, we're working on that project. We've finished like the first two parts. Now we just have to put it together and hang it in the hallway, whatever it is, right? You aren't having to use all of your like mental capacity to hold on to these dates and deadlines. It's all right there and it's with you. You also have that blank sheet of paper. So if someone like runs into you in the hallway and asks you to shoot them an email of something or asks you to do something that maybe isn't necessarily connected to one of those deadlines, you can jot it down. You're not trying to hold on to that. And then you pick up your students and like five different kids tell you something and you forget what it was that you were trying to hold on to. So if you're not already using a clipboard, I would really suggest you just test it out for the end of the school year, see how it feels. Truly, I know it sounds kind of crazy to take it everywhere with you, but you're really not going to get a real feel for how helpful it is if you don't. I'm going to be really honest with you. The original book where I read this idea suggested you take it even when you go to the bathroom, but that was like a little much for me. I had to draw the line there. I'm not going to take my clipboard to pee. But I did take it everywhere else. My second tip for you is to use your time intentionally, especially your planning time while you're at school. Focus on set a goal for that time and really focus on that goal, right? It's so easy, especially at the end of the year when you're feeling like stressed out and overwhelmed. It's so easy to just want to like hang out with colleagues or, you know, you talk to somebody and then all of a sudden like 2/3 of your planning time is gone and you haven't done anything. But I really suggest that you use your time intentionally, especially your planning time during the day, and even the time when you're at school in the morning, in the afternoon, when you, you know, get there before your students and you stay a little bit later. Don't just like turn your to-do list, like pick a specific thing and work towards that goal. It will help you use your time more and you'll ultimately be able to get more done. And my last tip is kind of not really school related, but it's so important in busy seasons like this. And it's to carve out some time for self-care. I know that it's so much easier to say than do because I've lived that life where like every day you're like, okay, I have to get to school early and I have to stay late and I have to feed my family dinner and I have to get to soccer practice and I have to do this and I have to do that. So it doesn't have to be like a huge elaborate thing, but every day or every couple of days, take some time to do something that will recharge you and refuel yourself. Go for a run, do yoga, read. Maybe all you want to do is drink your coffee by yourself. Sometimes that's a major win for me, right? You just want to do something that's going to fill you and recharge you so that you can in turn like make it through this busy season without losing your mind. And I'm gonna go rogue here a little bit and offer you a fourth suggestion for after the school year ends. So after you've come through like the end of the school year and you've done your celebration, your classroom is packed up, I'd really suggest what I call a teacher detox. And for me, it felt most comfortable at like 2 to 2.5 weeks. After 2.5 weeks, I would start to get a little twitchy because the summer isn't long. But I would take like the first 2 to 2.5 weeks after school was over, and I kind of would just not really do anything for school. I would, because anything that you're not really getting any urgent emails at this time of year, right? You're not back yet. You're not really finding out about meetings. You're finished. Everything's packed up. You don't have any deadlines. And I just, for me, it was always a really great way to reflect on the school year. And then I kind of like ease yourself back in to the summer, like reconnect, do the things that you like doing outside of teaching, because teaching is so time consuming, like not just the physical time, but it's also like emotionally time consuming by thinking about like your students and things that can be happening to them and for them outside of school. So I would really suggest a 2 to 2.5 week teacher detox where you just kind of like put the lid on all teacher related things, and just kind of recharge yourself. And then after 2 to 2.5 weeks, you can start thinking like, oh, what will my classroom theme be? Is there a book I'd like to read this summer for professional development? What do I want to accomplish with the end of June? What do I want to accomplish in July? What do I want to accomplish in August? And set some goals in that way. I hope that these three tips help you all stay organized and sane for the end of the school year. And we're thinking about you guys. You can make it through the end of the school year, right?